علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing or reading through sermon numbers 16 and 83, whereby in these sermons some discussions about one of the very key conditions required by a manager, which is taqwa, are discussed. This topic is discussed in these sermons, and also there are many other sermons where the topic of taqwa has been discussed. And we generally defined taqwa as a state that a person has whereby he is attentive of his actions. He is attentive and he is alert with regards to the things he does and the directions that he takes in life and the intentions that he has. This alertness and this attention is basically the state of this kind of alertness and attention is what we call taqwa. And opposite to that is the state of ghafla, which is a state of obliviousness and forgetfulness with regards to being alert with regards to your actions and your intentions.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about taqwa, taqwa is of levels basically. And there we have discussed, and you must have heard many lectures with regards to the types of taqwa, the levels basically. Or rather, I would say levels, not types, the levels of taqwa. Because this alertness that a person has, this state of being alert, also has levels, you see. And those who have higher levels of taqwa will be able to traverse through more difficult terrain in life. And this is the case. Like, for example, not everyone can be a rally driver because you're traveling at very high speeds, and you're going through a lot of obstacles. Only those very special drivers who have really, 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 who are really alert full-time and they have that skill to the highest degree can take up that sport. Otherwise, if they have lower levels of alertness, then they would not be qualified to enter that race. So even taqwa like that has got levels. Of course, what is expected from every person is what is in their capacity. But what I want to say is that what is expected from us is to be able to upgrade ourselves and continuously work hard to achieve higher levels of taqwa. Because then you'll be able to do greater good and greater things, greater service to yourself and to mankind. So this is something important to keep in mind. But at the same time, I would like to tell you that there is a taqwa that is there even before a person becomes a believer in the prophets of God. This piety that we're talking about is a piety that is preliminary to the actual belief in the prophets and other things, and other spiritual teachings. And this is necessary for everyone to have.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, as I said, there is a type of piety that is there before even a person becomes a believer in a certain religion. And what is that? And that is that the person is naturally alert about his actions. And this is something that we call essential. We call it something that is ingrained within our essence and our fitrah. Every human being, they have this sense that I want to stay away from anything that can cause me harm to myself, to my family, to my society. And I want to do things that will cause progress. This is something naturally ingrained. Now, if a person strengthens this state, this feeling inside, how? By acting in accordance to that feeling. So when a person has that feeling of being responsible for staying away from harm and for progress, then a person will start to do certain things. For example, even if he's not a believer, or yet, let's say he's not a believer yet, he will be careful that, for example, his children don't get psychologically harmed. Okay, he will treat people nicely, with kindness, so that they do not feel harmed. You see, he will take some steps. He'll have some level of alertness in his life. He must have seen examples of people who committed crimes and sins and bad things, who caused harm to the society and to themselves, and the results of those things. This brings about that alertness. Now, when a person has this kind of state, this kind of propels him to believe in God and in the teachings of God very quickly if he hears the message. So when the message comes, a person who already has this internal state of being responsible, or that feeling of being alert with regards to his actions, this person will definitely and very quickly accept Islam and accept the truth and accept the teachings of the prophets. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the whole world and the people of the world, they act in accordance to their innate natures and increase their levels of alertness with regards to their actions and their intentions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله. نبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه